corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Yeah, you know, when you brag and you admit that you're bribing, you know, Biden. Anyway, yeah, he actually also said as well, I think, was it yesterday, that he said that anything he did as a public official shouldn't have to be revealed or talked about because he's going for a higher office. Anyway, you can't make Biden up. That's all I can say. He is just insane. He's just, well, there's lots of adjectives I could use right now, but oh my gosh, could you even imagine? Well, I've got Susan on for this hour, and I welcome you to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I was just talking about them in the last hour because they're that good as far as putting those 31 fruits and vegetables into those capsules for you, and they have a 10-step process in which they do it. When I was looking for you know, what I was going to take, because I know that I needed a supplement. I knew that I needed one. I know you need one too, because our food supply is shortchanging us so badly that you need one. And so this one was just, oh my gosh, nothing could compete with it. Nothing. And then when I looked at all their processes and with a fine tooth comb, you know, how are they doing it and what are they doing? And it was everything they could do to preserve your health. Talk about people that care about your health. It was started by a doctor, and this guy's amazing, and he knows your body. He's one of those thinker doctors, the ones that get it. And I'm telling you, there's so much put into this product to help you. It will really help your immune system. Get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is amazing. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and get 35% off and free shipping. Just remember my first name, Kate. How easy is that? But make sure you take advantage of that. And the other thing is, Judy Mikovits was talking about Hyperbaric, InsideOutHyperbarics.com. I love these guys because Judy is a huge fan, so is Dr. Batar, of hyperbaric machines. And these hyperbaric machines can be rented, they can be in your home, and they can solve a myriad of problems. In fact, here Judy Mikovits has been working with the cells for so long, and she was just like, oh my gosh, hyperbaric is amazing. So she goes off and talks about it a lot. And I just wanted you to know that hyperbaric can help a slew of things, from stroke to cancer, to going through cancer or surgery. If you need to heal quicker, heal a wound quicker. I'm telling you, this is great stuff. Go to Inside Out Hyperbarics to learn more. You're going to love that. You're going to love it. You'll thank me. So Susan, let's dive in. I know we're going to be talking about Flynn. I know we're going to be talking about the King's family. I know we're going to talk about so much today, but let's start with that clip. Because that clip's an interesting clip. I played it on the show many times. And, of course, the media ran from that clip. They did not want to admit Biden did a thing. And so, and here it is clearly on tape that he was bribing. So what has happened since that came out?
Well, it's interesting because he's referring back to something, isn't he? Something
yes.
that happened. And his
uh-huh.
little audience of accolades all thinks it's great and laughs. But what happened was there's phone calls that have now come out. And these are the real scandalous Ukraine phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so in one transcript that was before May 13th, the president of Ukraine says in his phone call, he says, I've met with the general prosecutor Shokin. who Biden was trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And he says, and despite the fact that we don't actually have any corruption charges on him, we don't have any information about him doing something wrong, I specifically asked him, I asked him to resign his position. And so he says, I'm waiting for that to happen. So in May 13th, there is now a transcript that we have and the audio. In fact, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this out. Mm-hmm. It starts off all jovial. Biden's on the phone call and he says, you know, how's it going? He says, very well. Indeed, mm-hmm. when I hear your voice, thank you very much. Then Biden says to him, congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. Mm-hmm. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. Now, remember, Jeez. Poroshenko said mm-hmm. he didn't do anything wrong.
Right, right.
Biden says, I'm a man of my word, and now that the new prosecutor general is in place, we're ready to move forward to signing that new billion-dollar loan guarantee.
Right.
And Poroshenko says, well, thank you. He said it was a tough challenge, and we really had a hard time doing it, but we figured it out. Mm-hmm. And Biden goes on to say, you know, it was absolutely critical. And at the end of the phone call, Poroshenko says, absolutely, second, thank you very much for the money. The second thing is that I want to thank you that you are giving me your word that immediately when we change the legislation and I appoint the new prosecutor mm-hmm, general, mm-hmm. As we agreed in our previous meeting, that mm-hmm. we can have this loan guarantee, and thank you very much.
Wow.
So Poroshenko specifically says, remember, this was quid pro quo. I would do this and you would do that. So thank you for following up and doing it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, their crimes are so, it's so blatant. I mean, we've got a lot of criminals in government on both sides of the aisle, but this is just, you know, it's so blatant because they know the media won't go after it and turn people sour on it. And people will forget about it if they don't hear about it from the media. If the media isn't sitting there with their stupid talking heads and regurgitating the information and acting like they've done the worst thing in the world, we don't feel that they have. And so they knew that they could just constantly have this cover of media. Never, ever pointed out to the people. Oh, sick.
Well, absolutely. And if they knew there was a bad phone call that was going to hit Biden, mm-hmm. what did they turn around and do? Accuse Trump of something that Biden did.
Right, right.
And make the scandal about Trump. And so wasn't that fascinating? So mm-hmm. they accuse the opposition of exactly what they've done.
Right.
And so we see that this was happening during the time, May 2016, right before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, mm-hmm. so this, you can't do quid pro quo, but when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she did something so bad mm-hmm. that General Flynn, this is kind of segueing into General Flynn, who kind of mm-hmm. knew where all the bodies were buried.
Right.
He wrote an op-ed that was actually fascinating. If you go back and read it, it's called Why Hillary's Record on Libya is Even Worse Than You Think, October 2016. And he explains that that uprising that Hillary supported in Libya,
mm-hmm.
that she made sure they got 18 shipments of arms from Qatar with the blessing of the United States.
Wow.
She said she allowed them, the Washington Post reported that she allowed the Libyans to access billions of dollars from Gaddafi's frozen account. So they were buying up all these weapons. Well, it turns out this was to a Muslim Brotherhood affiliated group
mm-hmm.
that was affiliated with Al Qaeda.
Right.
They were actually an Islamist group. So he says, he says this was so problematic because this group was on the State Department Foreign Terrorist Organization list. And yet, and it says penalties for providing, this is his op-ed, Flynn's op-ed, penalties for providing or attempting to provide material support to terrorism includes imprisonment for 15 years to life.
Jeez.
Now, Qatar, who facilitated this weapons transfer, donated anywhere from between $1 to $5 million to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, boy. Ouch. Ooh.
And so then he finishes his op-ed. This is October 2016. Hillary Clinton's prosecution of foreign policy in Libya crossed several lines. She showed extremely bad judgment by ignoring military and intelligence officials. Mm-hmm. She let personal interests conflict with U.S. foreign policy. And most importantly, she may have broken the law again. Any of these transgressions should disqualify her from holding any kind of leadership role in government, let alone president of the United States. And then he hits her at the end. The last one qualifies Hillary Clinton for government housing.
Ooh, ouch.
So not in the White House.
Ouch. I know there was a sentence in here, too, that I loved, and it was, while Gaddafi had a 40-year record of appalling human rights violations, which I'd actually argue with that they were, anyway, we could have that conversation. I don't know, 40 years worth, because his people actually a lot of people liked him in Libya too. So there was it was like a mixed bag. But he says his abuses did not include large scale attacks on Libyan civilians. You know, hers did.
Oh my gosh.
So I mean, I love that. I'm so glad you brought this to light, because I think a lot of people forgot about this, because this right after this, I mean, they obviously wanted him gone. They did not want him writing any more op-eds about Hillary Clinton and talking about all of her crimes. And what a damning exposé. Oh my gosh. This thing is chock full.
It is.
Yeah. All the codes. He lists all the codes that she broke. Jeez.
I know.
Wow.
I know. It's all in there. And this is why Barr came out the other day and said, we cannot have a dual system of justice. We can't have
different laws for the elite. Then why isn't he going after these people? Then I know he says that, but why is he not going after them? Because then on the same breath, he'll say, well, I'm not going to prosecute blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, he can't have it both ways either. I mean, he's riding the two-tier, right? I don't know.
He said at the end of that, because they asked him specifically, Biden and Obama, are they going to be investigated? And he said, considering what I've seen, not at this time.
Hmm.
Which kind of leaves an open door.
Yeah.
To what about the future? I think that's a possibility.
It's like it leaves an open door, and it also kicks the football down the field. It's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen like any of the majors go down yet, and I'm still waiting.
we're all waiting.
Time.
Well, and yeah. more is being declassified. Now, they mm-hmm. Barr has had all this information,
mm-hmm.
but I think they're setting up dominoes. And they need these dominoes to go down in order.
Okay.
And because it's such a big case.
We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back. More with Susan when we come back. Don't go anywhere. The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, katedalyradio.com for the podcast. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go.
Hi there. Welcome back. I know, I had to play it. I love this song. It's on my playlist. I listen to it all the time, driving around in my car. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're tuned in. And I've got Susan on with me. Susan Reeve joins me every Wednesday at this time. And let me just tell you, we're talking about Flynn. We're talking about Hillary's crimes. And man, there was a lot that came out. I was glad that Flynn was so bold as to write that. No wonder they wanted to get rid of him so quickly. And so take us from there as far as Flynn goes to present time.
So what's happened is a letter that came out that Susan Rice wrote to herself, which was so odd, saying that Obama did everything by the book, wanted everything done by the book. Well,
that looks odd. Funny. Okay.
Absurd. What happened was January 4th, they decided to keep open this Russia investigation, even though they had a draft to close it on Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
On the 29th of December, he had talked to the Russian ambassador Kislyak, and technically he wasn't unmasked. They traced his phone number that he was using a government phone, Why? Because he was the incoming national security advisor, and it was a government job, and he was being paid to do it, and this was part of his job.
Wow.
And so they were going to close the case. Strzok says, no, keep it open. They have this big meeting in Obama's office, and this is who's present. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Sally Yates, James Comey, Susan Rice, John Brennan, James Clapper. And it was discussing this Russian dossier and General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of what had happened in January that was so stunning that is now coming out, Sidney Powell demanded it be known, is that the UK in January sent a message to the United States government, Flynn, Rice, all these people saying, we completely disavow Robert Steele and anything he's done. He's not working for us. He's not, you know, he's not credible.
Wow.
So basically the dossier was discredited, and now we know there was a letter in January of 2017, just as the Trump administration was coming in. How much have we heard about that dossier and that Mueller used it? And turns out it just, they knew it.
Wow.
So they have this meeting, and now they're panicked, because they used all this stuff to get these fake FISA warrants to spy on people. There was unmasking. All these people didn't make unmasking requests to see what Flynn was doing.
Mm-hmm.
They did it before he even made the call to Kislyak. They were spying on all his other stuff.
Wow.
So here's a paragraph that had been redacted that just came out a few days ago from the Susan Rice letter that she sent to herself. Director Comey. Now, this is what happens in this redaction. Obama and Susan Rice throw Comey under the bus. So it says, Director Comey affirmed that he is proceeding, quote, by the book as it relates to law enforcement. From a national security perspective, Comey said he does have some concerns that incoming NSA Flynn is speaking frequently with the Russian ambassador Kislyak. Well, that was his job. Comey said that he could that could be an issue as it relates to sharing sensitive information. President Obama asked if Comey was saying, are you saying that the NSC should not pass sensitive information related to Russia to Flynn? Comey replied, quote, potentially. He added that he has no indication thus that Flynn has passed classified information to Kislyak. But he noted that the level of communication is unusual. So here you have a little cabal saying ahead of an incoming administration, we're just not going to share as much information as we think. They were afraid to share information related to the fact that they were using Russia to come up with fake information.
Interesting.
On, yes. They were covering up their own Russia involvement, Hillary's Russia involvement, Uranium One Russia involvement. All of these things pertaining to Russia were their deal. And so for this, they ruined General Flynn.
Right.
He lost his home. K.T. McFarland, who was his assistant, who was also part of the transition NSA right hand to Flynn, said, you know, she says, my retirement account is gone. My career was ruined just because they wanted to investigate me and found nothing. This was called, this is officially called lawfare, like warfare, but it's through the law. Just drag people through hell. So now this has been uncovered. People see that they were trying to CYA all these people, the spying, the fake Russia story. And Trump said, this is the biggest scandal in American history, and people will be held accountable. And he said, even up to 50 years, Trump is saying these things about people being held accountable. So obviously Trump is upset. Bill Barr, Attorney General, said this can never happen again, what happened here. My sense is that they really are, you know, chomping like the shark, chomping up the rope to the boat, methodically, getting all their dominoes in order, because things have to go down a certain way, and they can't skip the steps. Okay. So one of the steps is dealing with this fake Flynn thing for lying to the FBI. They said, well, we were going to close the case, but let's go talk to Flynn. Oh, he misrepresented. He didn't remember something in a transcript, so we're going to charge him with perjury. Well, now the judge says, yes, the DOJ has dropped the case, but I think he should be charged with perjury for lying to me, the court, Judge Sullivan. Sidney Powell has come unleashed. On Tuesday, Sidney Powell files what's called an emergency petition for a writ of mandamus with the U.S. Court of Appeals, meaning a higher judge needs to motion to dismiss the criminal case. A higher judge
because
needs
the
to
DOJ
step in
already
and say
did.
That,
okay. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So the DOJ did, so he wants the judge to also do it because that's what's hanging in the balance, right?
Yes. So Judge Sullivan is refusing. He wants to bring in a separate judge to hear the perjury charge. Sidney Powell says no. Oh, no. Oh,
talk
hell
about
no.
Splitting.
And
good grief.
So there's three requests. Grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss. Just do it. Vacate its order appointing these stupid amicus briefs, meaning opinions from all these other people that Judge Sullivan wants. And get this, reassign the case to another district judge as to any further proceedings. Cut Judge Sullivan out completely. He's clearly, clearly indicated his bias.
Interesting.
And so, yes, so she has gone to war. Now, Judge Sullivan was the hero of her first book, License to Lie.
That's what we had her on the show for, that book, License to Lie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. He found out that the prosecutors had lied in the Ted Stevens case, Senator Ted Stevens, and falsely prosecuted him, and a bunch of those prosecutors were disciplined, removed, and he was kind of the hero of her book. But this time, he seems to be working for the other side. He's taken, he's put his thumb on the scale, and he's not supposed to do that.
Right, right.
Well, he is not supposed to litigate this and say it should be litigated.
Okay.
And just last week, the Supreme Court voted 9-0 in another case that a judge cannot pick something in a case and decide we should litigate this piece when the parties involved are like, no, we're not interested in litigating that. And the judge said, oh, yes, you should be litigating this. 9-0 Supreme Court said, no, the judge cannot step outside and do something that the two parties have no interest in prosecuting and defending. So this is Mark Levin says constitutional crisis that you have a judge that is this activist and rogue. He's just gone rogue.
Jeez, talk about trying to hang on. It's kind of like the COVID thing, just hanging on for dear life. Let's just invent cases because we have to, you know, make sure and keep the narrative. Yeah. Right.
And you can see how they need to keep Flynn immobilized because people started talking, well, as soon as the judge signs off, can't he become part of the Trump administration?
Yeah.
And Judge Sullivan says, let's have these hearings, these new hearings in July.
Yeah.
July.
Before the election. Yeah. They don't want him. They don't want him talking after the election. They want him talking before. And so they want to stop him for sure. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, and can't you see this? I mean, isn't it as obvious to everybody what's happening here?
Oh, like, yeah, this... I would hope. I would hope.
Yeah, I mean...
Otherwise, we are just so dumb. I mean, I can't stress that enough. Yeah, I mean, it's just right in our faces, and it's unbelievable, too. In fact, I also wanted to attack the story, too, in the news a little bit about the pro-lifer, the subject of the Roe versus Wade case.
Oh, Norma McCorvey.
Norma.
So her name was Norma McCorvey, but most people would know her as Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade.
Right.
That in 1973 issued the not saying issued, but brought in was the petitioner for abortion.
Yes, yes.
And the feminist organizations had come to her and said, would you be willing to do this? Because she was pregnant and didn't want to be. But now she's in the news. She died recently, and she is now part of a documentary, allegedly, by produced by FX. And she says in this documentary, which has not come out, but the Daily Beast has reported that she says, quote, this is my deathbed confession. Mm-hmm. She's on oxygen, sitting in a nursing home. And the interviewer says, did they use you as a trophy, meaning the evangelicals? And she goes, of course, I was the big fish. And the interviewer says, do you think you would say that you used them?
Mm-hmm.
And McCorvey says, well, I think it was mutual, meaning the pro-life movement. I took their money and they took me out in front of the camera and told me what to say. That's what I'd say.
Interesting.
And she says, she gives an example of her scripted anti-abortion lines and says, I'm a good actress. Of course, I'm not acting now. And so this hasn't come out yet. We don't understand the context. This was supposedly, mm-hmm. supposedly a deathbed confession.
Mm-hmm. But it could have
Father
even been,
Frank.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Father Frank Pavone, who works with Dr. Alveda King. Alveda King is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, and they have a pro-life ministry that they do together. It's a Catholic pro-life ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And he was her personal mentor for 22 years. And so he's come out. He's stunned because, well, he says, I'm waiting for the documentary to come out because I can't even believe this. But he says, one would think that any normal or honest person who wants to understand the journey of Norma McCorvey would mm-hmm. talk with those who journeyed with her.
Right.
He said, I knew her and was one of her key spiritual guides for 22 years, starting in 1995 with her baptism, right through the conversion we had on the day she died. He was with the conversation we had on the day she died.
Yeah.
He says, yes, she not only rejected abortion, but she became a new creation in Christ. I received her into the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
She said her final years were rosaries made by hand to help others experience
right.
the same joy. Her desire was to protect children in the womb.
I think the left is so hijacking this. We're going to come. Wow, they're pretty desperate right now. And I guess I wouldn't put it past them. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. More with Susan Reeve when we come back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I'm a chiropractic physician. I had some health issues starting to crop up on me. I was getting really tired all the time. I couldn't walk up stairs without just panting. I didn't have the energy to keep doing what I was doing. As I took Balance of Nature for several months, I began to notice that it wasn't as bad. I started to feel better. I have energy that I haven't had for a long time. And I base all of that on Balance of Nature. I endorse Balance of Nature because it works. And I share it with my patients and my practice as well.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Man, if there was ever a line. That was an awesome line. Oh, man. Understand the New York Times effect on men. Yeah, I'd love it, too. I'd love to figure that one out, too. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're visiting with us. And Susan was just talking about this supposed by the Daily Beast deathbed confession. You know, you live your life a certain way, and for 20 years, I'm gonna buy the 20 years over the Daily Beast reporting something that could be totally taken out of context. But she led her life a certain way, and even if she was paid to go, the left would have paid her to go to theirs. And it was much more of a like publicly accepted thing that she would have been for abortion. So to me, to go against that and to be pro-life that required taking a stand, and she went everywhere to talk about that and attended events. So I doubt the Daily Beast, and I also, especially coming out before she said it, before anyone's heard it, right? That to me would ring alarm bells for sure, and I think they're hijacking that moment. So because once you do this, you know, Daily Beast is going to go out on a limb and do this, then this is the story people remember no matter what the truth is, and they know it.
That's right.
So they write
even
this.
If they come out and correct this, mm-hmm. this first story is the story.
It's the New York Times effect on men. We believe the headline, and to unbelieve that is a huge feat. So even if they put the truth in front of us, we're still like, no, I read that headline. I know that story was true. So the New York Times effect on men.
It's all over. And actually, it that relates to some breaking news. If I can just interject this really quickly.
Okay.
The Conservative Treehouse does such a phenomenal job of analyzing the news. Mm-hmm. And they've just reported the Supreme Court blocks House Democrats from Mueller grand jury material. They want the raw, Nadler wants the raw grand jury material. Now, because the Trump family was surveilled illegally for 2 years, they would get that material, which is illegal to have. You're never supposed to get grand jury material out, mm-hmm. And then leak it to the press. That's mm-hmm. the point of getting it for them, is to start leaking all of the details and just flooding the press with all this grand jury material. And they say, oh, we wanted to do a thorough investigation and see if there's Russia collusion. So they're back mm-hmm. to that. Yeah. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is to just get their hands on it, and then mm-hmm. they can start leaking it.
Jeez.
So that is the Times effect.
Wow. Well, So we have Judy Mikovits, I'm sorry, came on the show. You know I'm the name murderer. What can I say? So Dr. Judy came on the show, and she was phenomenal. And I sure hope people listen to her, because she actually said off the air, she said, you know, I know I'm supposed to be here doing this because, you know, she had already been threatened. Her life was already threatened. And others have been suicided that came out with similar information. So like Timothy Cunningham. And so she's very aware of that, because I said, aren't you scared? She's like, I'm very aware of that. But she goes, I put all my faith in God. I can't face God again and not put these messages out there. So there's no agenda here. When you lose everything, there's no agenda, because you've already lost everything. This isn't not already, but you've lost everything because you tried to tell the truth. That means you don't have an agenda. That means you're just trying to tell the truth. Because I know there's people out there that go, what's her agenda? There is no agenda. She's on the losing side of everything because she's lost her career and her homes and everything else. And she's still speaking out, and she does the interviews for free, of course. And nobody's making her say these things. She has no reason to tell people, don't take this flu shot this fall. Do not take the flu shot. And I'm telling you, I'd listen to her. I'd listen to her. Who else are we going to listen to? She's the one that has worked on this 35 years. She knows what she's talking about. She tried to get that information in that paper out, and they changed the information of the paper. They changed her whole analysis and put her name to it as if she penned it a year after they fired her. And they had no permission to do so. So,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And that's what a real whistleblower looks like.
Yeah.
Where they throw you in jail and they bankrupt you. That's how you know it's a real thing.
Yes.
They don't, you know,
with firsthand information,
laud you in Congress mm-hmm. like they did the fake whistleblowers. Yeah.
And honestly, she was like this her whole career. So this wasn't a first for her. And she was out there already calling things and saying, oh, hey, that's not, you know, what you think it is. Or she was going up against the grain of the pharmaceutical companies. And you know, the other thing she said was that, yeah, the vaccines got wonky in 2017, 18, 19, and this year for sure. She said that's a for sure. She goes, the last 30 years have been atrocious, because she said they took the regulations off. And so mixing it with patents and profiteering, you're going to get a huge, I don't know, Frankenstein vaccine. And that's the sick part. And she also said something I hope people grasp too, was that we're pretty much done with COVID. I mean, you don't, it would not last this long. People have already built up antibodies. Our bodies do this naturally. And we don't need a vaccine because vaccines don't even work for really for coronaviruses. So, because she said your body can heal, it's not a retrovirus, right? So retroviruses are the ones that go in and replicate themselves and stay, and they can stay dormant, and then they get reactivated. Okay, that's not a corona. So she's like, so there's no reason in the world to take a shot for this. You wouldn't want to take a shot. And she said the other thing is enough time has passed now. She's like, there is no worry anymore. People are running around with masks on. This is ridiculous. There's no worry. So we've already built up the antibodies. We already built it up. So I hope that message got across. I really do. What did you think?
I thought the interview was just so enlightening and really speaks to common sense about what is happening and how it's being hijacked. We're seeing all the nursing home senior genocide is going to be a story in the future of how people were readmitted with COVID to the senior centers and nursing homes. How families were prohibited from making sure their family members were getting the right kind of care. And in some cases, as that one caller the other day said, his mother who passed away was not allowed to have hydroxychloroquine because they said that wasn't their protocol.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Well, if you have anything else, I'm going to allow some calls to come through. And thank you, Susan, because I got Susan on the line today instead of in studio. And I'm going to let people kind of chime in on yesterday's show, some of their thoughts, if you don't mind. And I so appreciate you. Was there anything else on your list?
No, that's about it. Keep watching the news for things that... flashback to the Obama era, because that's where the big scandal and then pray for these seniors who really do have a fight on their hands against the government and against the virus.
Oh, I so agree. Susan, thank you for all you do. You're an awesome researcher.
So
thank you so much. I love it. Isn't Susan such an asset? She just is so cool. All right. I will go ahead and take your calls if you want to chime in about yesterday's show. Either hour, Greg Mannarino or Judy. Go ahead.
It's not about yesterday's hour, but you were just talking about how the pro-choice movement is trying to manipulate the plaintiff in the Roe v. Wade, who actually disavowed abortion and had done that for a number of years now. Yeah. I don't know if you know that now Planned Parenthood has been caught up in a fraud case with the payroll protection program.
No.
To the tune that they applied for the loan and got paid $80 million. And they're supposed to be for companies with under 500 employees, but their national headquarters have over 700.
Wow.
So they committed fraud under the payroll protection program that just went through to get and got paid in the tune of $80 million when they also pay $45 million a year into the Democratic Committee for re-election.
It's expected. I mean, you've got a hoary group that gets together and does evil things. I guess I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see how much money we're able to claw back.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I doubt it. Thank you so much. I know, you're laughing with me. I love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, I just wanted you to know that I shared the interview with Dr. Judy yesterday on my Facebook.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you. I'm sure she'll appreciate that, too. She's such a warrior.
I just wanted to get that out there.
Thanks.
People need to listen to her.
Yeah, they really do. She knows what she knows her stuff. I mean, she's a very intelligent, amazing scientist. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Really.
Thank
you from the bottom of my heart. Appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hi. Hey. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask something about the vaccine.
Okay.
Some would say that if it's an oral vaccine, it doesn't do as much damage to your system.
Yeah, it goes through the throat and the tonsils. We have three sets of tonsils. So if the next question is, I got my tonsils out. There's three sets of tonsils. It goes through that. That's kind of the center of the intelligence for your immune system.
Okay.
So it passes through orally. Yep.
And then someone told me years ago when my kids were little and I was worried about vaccines for them, that if you are forced to have a vaccine that day, have an enema.
Interesting.
Could you check on that?
I will. I'll check,
you just
on the
check
enema.
On that?
How fun for me.
I know, but
thank
seriously.
You for the assignment. I appreciate it.
I mean, I think we need to know. We need to know. If we're forced into something,
woo! Gonna have a good Thursday night. Or Wednesday night.
More
what
than
can
you
I say?
Want to know, right?
Wednesday night. Sorry. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it. Look into it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Woo! Yeah, gonna have some fun. So, yeah, she, in fact, that throat, that center, that intelligence center, that's why you don't do a shot, because a shot comes in like a bomb to a city, says Dr. Lipton, Bruce Lipton. And he says when a shot comes into your system, it doesn't know what to do with it, and it's going to react in some pretty funky ways, because that's not the normal system. The system is supposed to go through your mouth, right? It's supposed to be orally. And so that's why he says if you were to ever do a vaccine, okay, he's not anti-vaccine, but he's like, oh man, there's not too much to choose from. So he very much said, I'm okay with an oral vaccine, depending on what it is, but it has to be that method. It was the method he was talking about. And he said, never do an injection, because an injection. So you think about all these little babies getting these injections. And do you know who was the doctor? And I've had him on the show multiple times, Dr. Wakefield from England. He was the doctor that first put out there in the scientific community that the gut and the brain are connected. And the reason he said that is because when these little kids are given these MMRs and these shots at such a young age, all these metals, all this stuff going in, their kidneys can't process it, their organs can't process it. That's why he said after the age of three, if you were ever going to vaccinate a kid, do it after the age of three. Don't do it before. When they're mature enough to handle, a little bit more mature to handle what's coming into their body. But he said when they had these bacterial types of infections too, if they happen to have some sort of compromise there, that and then of course their brain is affected with autism and their cognitive abilities. And he said, you know, there's a connection there. And so he was really the first one. And Judy talks about that in Plague of Corruption, her book. She talks about him being on the forefront of that, and they ruined him. They ruined his career. They did not want him talking about kids with autism. And a lot of the documentation at the CDC was burned. And the only reason it even came forward was William Thompson was talked to by a parent and talked into his conscience and told, you know, please come out with this information. These little kids are getting all these shots. And so my biggest advice to young parents is spread them way out if you're going to do it. I personally wouldn't. But that's me. You know, I'm not anti-vax. I'm just nothing's convinced me that I would put any of this stuff in my kid's body. But, you know, my kids are vaccinated because I didn't know any of this years ago when my kids were little. But I'm telling you, space them out and do not do them. That schedule that the CDC came out with, they never had an explanation for the schedule. It was a way to do well baby visits, a well baby visit. Can you imagine? You're supposed to go to the doctor when you're sick, not when you're well. And so the well baby visits were a way to get the moms in there. Then they get paid for the vaccines, and then to say you need this vaccine and that vaccine. But there's no reasoning behind it. It's like these stupid asinine rules they keep giving us for COVID. There's no reason. So when he asked for the schedule and why, the data behind the schedule that they give the little kids, they never could give one. So they had no proof. They just decided that all these little kids would get all these vaccinations before the age of three. It's insane. It's an insane amount. Oh, my gosh. I worry about our future. All right. I'll be back tomorrow with Sheriff Richard Mack, Uncle Milty, and Melissa. Such an interesting crew tomorrow. It'll be really fun. And then Allison Armstrong on Friday, and all kinds of stuff this week. So everybody, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. Share those interviews, too. They're on katedalyradio.com.